Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Hey, turn up the car radio.
What are you doing? It's Shark Week.
Oh, it's Shark Week?
Oh, right. That's this weekend.
Sharks
don't even observe Shark Week. But we do.
This is a big week for me.
So here's some advice I wish I would have got when I was your age.
I'm listening.
Live every week like a Shark Week.
You're going to need a bigger show.
I think I can do that.
It's showtime!
Yeah, Shark Week starts on a Thursday, believe it or not.
I don't know why.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show along with our producer, Morty. Thursday morning, 6:06. Boy, what a night last night.
Yeah, it was quite busy last night over at Scenic. We gave away those Lynyrd Skynyrd tickets.
Uh-huh.
Actually, and now his name is escaping me, Kevin. And he's been there a lot. He comes in and eats, drinks, just hangs out. A lot of people last night, by the way, watching that Cubs game. So, yeah, a lot of cheering going on for baseball. Jeez. But, yeah, it was great. It really was. It was nice. A lot of people picked up that clue, Mike, trying to figure out where you are, what's in your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you to everybody who came out last night. A lot of fun.
By the way, we release another piece of the puzzle a little bit later on this morning. And if you want to find out about how you can win that 7-day Alaskan cruise during the 96 days of summer, go to our website, 96.3kklz.com. Sunshine today and tomorrow. Should be a nice weekend. High in the low 100s, about 79 outside right now. All right, Carla's first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
This former Beatle says he's starting to forget things, but I'll tell you why.
All right, more on that and some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
So I watched the trailer that I talked about yesterday, the movie I talked about yesterday on Netflix, The Irishman.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty amazing. This movie, they de-age Robert De Niro. They do this through just certain technology that they're using to make him look younger. It looks pretty good. Looks like Robert De Niro when he was younger.
Wow.
It's pretty cool because his character is shown in like various stages and times of his life.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks pretty good, and the movie looks really good. Like I said, him, Joe Pesci, Harvey Keitel, Al Pacino. This movie looks really good. It's a big reunion of sorts.
And I'm thinking with this cast, it has to be pretty intense.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure. And this is a Netflix movie. So, yeah, you never know. They may win their first Oscar next year for this movie. Paul McCartney, indeed, he says he is forgetting things and mostly how to play some of those Beatles songs because there are so many of them, he has to relearn them. Hasn't played a lot of them in years.
I can imagine. There's so many.
Oh, God, they're hundreds, really. So, yeah, he said he's just kind of forgetting.
Not to mention the words.
Yes, exactly. And I can imagine, I can't remember. Somebody asked me what we did on the show yesterday morning.
Right.
I don't remember. What are you talking about? Was
you're
that today?
Up there too, so.
Was that today? I can't. Yes, thank you. Thank you, Mike.
Yeah.
Nikki Six and his wife, Courtney, the proud parents of a new baby girl, Ruby Six. He posted Saturday, my wife, Courtney, and I welcomed into our world and family a very beautiful baby girl named Ruby Six, a spunky little girl with a full head of hair, making her the fifth sixth. To join.
I get it.
Congratulations.
Very nice.
Already sleep training her with a metronome, and I got her a pink bass.
Wait.
And word is out. It is over.
What?
Woodstock 50. Bye-bye. It's been canceled. It's been a nightmare all along. Co-founder Michael Lang said, it was a sad day, but...
Really? Yesterday was a sad day?
Yeah, I know. Most everybody knew it was canceled prior to that.
Yeah.
But he says all the artists and agents have been paid, and he encourages them to donate at least 10% of that money to charity. So hopefully they do it. Hopefully something good comes out of it.
The most expensive festival that never happened.
That never happened. Exactly.
Celebrate the 50th anniversary of Woodstock with nothing.
With nothing. No.
Okay.
Listen to that song. Listen to Woodstock. Yeah. There you go.
That's what you do and watch the movie.
Yes.
Hey, by the way, I want to remind everybody, Carla Ray's going to be out later this afternoon with Fox 5 over at Desert Springs Hospital, 2075 East Flamingo. You're going to be there from noon to 2.
Noon to 2, so bring the school supplies by, people. You know, you can get online, 963kklz.com, check out what is needed, but you know what school supplies are.
It's the SOS Drive with Fox 5 and KKLZ. You can go to our website, or if you want, just text the letters SOS to 702-739-9636. You're going to find out what's needed and where you can drop it off. But that's later today, noon to 2, Desert Springs Hospital. Our very own Carla Ray with Fox 5. This has to be your worst nightmare. I think we've talked about this before, Carla, how people get stuck in porta potties.
Oh, geez.
Well,
yes.
A woman and her family went to an air show over the weekend. Got canceled because of high winds. As she's leaving, you got to go to the bathroom.
You
there's
said
a porta
it right
potty.
There, porta potty, high winds.
Whew.
Oh no!
Well,
no,
it happened. The winds tipped over the porta potty.
Yeah,
the door side down.
Yeah, of course. Always the door side down.
Trapped her inside, and this is the woman talking about it. Listen to this.
As soon as I was trying to sit, the whole thing just went on my back. The door facing downwards. And I'm actually sleeping on it, and I could feel all the water and everything falling on me. Oh, my gosh. I was stinking like crazy. I was a mess. My air had some toilet paper in it. I had blue water, pee water. I saw some needles there. Oh, I had like almost 2 hours shower. I was in the shower for the longest time.
Yeah, took the longest
shower.
Is she
Jamaican? Because she makes it sound better than it was.
I actually think she's German. This was in Europe somewhere.
Okay.
But yeah, took a long shower, about a 2 hour shower.
That's just disgusting.
Can you imagine?
No,
I can't, Mike.
That's
awful. But she's okay. She's clean now, and she feels good.
Is she clean?
Yeah. Apparently, she didn't think so either. 2 hours.
Here you go. Your first chance to win. Pat Benatar, Neil Giraldo, ninth caller. You want the tickets? You got them.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Morning, sunshine.
Come on, sunshine.
96.3 KKLZ.
Giving away these tickets for Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo, and we have Kimberly on the phone. Kimberly, is this your real voice?
No.
This is your real voice?
Yes.
That is a cute voice. It sounded like a guy trying to be a girl.
Yes, no.
But that's how cute it is.
No. I'm trying to be quiet, too, because I'm at work.
Oh. Where do you work at?
I work for AirTech Gases.
Gases.
I deal with medical gases.
Are you? Like blood gases? Or no, you mean the
gases, oxygen, nitrogen.
Okay. That's why you're so happy. Jeez, girl.
Been sucking in the gases. All right. Well, you got the tickets. You're going to see Pat Benatar. Neil Giraldo is going to be over at the Encore Theater, Wynn Las Vegas. This is happening Saturday night. This Saturday night. Tickets from the Keller Cooling and Heating Prize Closet, and it's all a part of our 96 Days of Summer. So hang on the line.
All right. Thank you.
Take a hit, and we'll tell you how to pick up the tickets. And thanks a lot for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Well, thank you, guys. You rock.
Well, you never know. When she first started talking, I go, this is the guy trying to be a girl.
I know. No, he was doing a good job. If he was, man, yeah. The cute, God, she sounds 12. Kimberly, you sound 12.
Working with gases.
Well, yeah.
Got to be careful.
Gotta be kind of nice once in a while.
Every once in a while, sneak away. Hey, if you want to win these Pat Benatar, Neil Giraldo tickets, we'll have another pair tomorrow at about the same time, so make sure you're listening for that.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news. Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, 2020 Olympic medals will be made from recycled electronics this next time around. 2020 recycled electronics. No gold, silver, bronze are going to be made from recycled electronics.
Oh.
I don't like it.
So there's not going to be any gold in the gold medal?
No. No. Not from what I've read. No. They're recycling.
Well, that sucks.
Metals.
They're actually going in and getting the metal off of a little...
My teeth or something like...
It's a lot of work.
I know.
Cool. I mean, good idea. But...
It's cool. It is a good idea, but I wonder if it'll... Yeah.
Devalue?
You know?
Wow.
Yeah. God, it just seems odd. And sadly, a lot of the Chinese athletes will be, you know, it'll be made from what they made when they were like 2 or 3 years old. Jeez. Well, it's true.
It is
true. Poor kids. Jeez. Good Lord. Wow. I don't want this. I don't want this.
I
want gold. I want the bronze. Give me the bronze. Utah now letting government employees work from home. Just about all of them work from home, which is very cool. But in Utah, of course, you got to answer to like your eight wives all day long.
Can I just go to work?
Yes. And a big, big anniversary today. Big anniversary. 38 years ago. 1981. Listen, 1981, people. MTV was launched.
6, 5, 4. We've gone for main engine start.
What is this?
We have.
Gentlemen, rock and roll.
What?
Had the astronaut landing on the moon.
Yeah, an estimated 2 million homes at 12:01 a.m. That first video was shown, and of course, it was the Bubbles.
I heard you on the wireless back in 52.
There you go.
Lying awake, intently tuning in on you.
Yeah.
Still a great song.
It is.
The first song ever played on MTV.
Yeah, video killed the radio star. Thank God their prophecy did not come true for us.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
I know. 38 years later, our intern Jacob is going, what's a buggle? What is that?
Yeah.
What is a buggle? And what is MTV? What was that? Yeah.
Just music videos 24
music
hours
videos.
A day.
Oh, it was the best. You just sit there with toothpicks in your eyes, just holding your eyes open. It's going to come up. It's going to come. It's on. It's on.
Yes.
So Eurythmics, come in here.
So you could see all the bands that you loved, but for whatever reason, you didn't know what they looked like. And a lot of bands made it because of MTV.
They sure did.
They wouldn't be around.
It's Duran Duran. Get in here.
Wham, Duran Duran.
Yes.
A Depeche Mode.
Yeah. I smell like I sound. I don't know what it means, but they just sang it.
You know, with that said, Carla, we should announce our second annual End of Summer Bash.
Right on.
It's the Lost 80s Live Tour.
Oh, I love it.
And, you know, it's just everybody from that era.
Yeah.
Flock of Seagulls, Missing Persons, Wang Chung, Tubes, The Tubes.
Right on.
Motels and more. It's going to be Saturday, September 7th, downtown Las Vegas Event Center. You can you have a chance to win a VIP prize package with Bud Light and Timbers. It's happening a little bit later on tomorrow afternoon from 6 to 8. Stop by the Timbers, 7045 North Durango, across from Centennial Hills Hospital. Register, you can get more details when we put all the information on our website, 96.3kklz.com.
This is going to be
so cool. Our second annual Mike and Carla End of Summer Bash. And all the 80s bands that basically kicked off MTV.
I love it.
So we'll have more information, of course, as it becomes available to us. But there you go. Looking forward to it. As a kid, what was your comeback? If somebody said something, what was your comeback?
Somebody asked me last night at Scenic what we were giving away. And I mentioned the tickets and I said, Pat Benatar tickets. No way. Are you serious? I said, cross my heart and hope to die. No, you didn't. Did you really? Yes, and I still use that. Cross my heart and hope to die. Yeah. Yeah, stick a needle in my eye. That kind of irks me when I say that. But cross my heart and hope to die. Yeah. Stick a needle in my eye. Yeah.
I know mine was a lot of kids.
No, you mean it still is?
Yeah.
You know, they say, I love ice cream.
Yeah.
Well, if you love it so much, why don't you marry it?
Yes. I said something earlier in the week, and I can't remember what it was. If you like it so much, why don't you marry it? It's like, are you serious? Did you really just do that, Mike?
What was your...
What?
What was your comeback? What was your comeback when you were a kid? And maybe, like Carly, you still use it.
Yeah.
For whatever reason.
Right.
When you throw something at somebody like... You said at Scenic, it really kind of catches them off guard.
Yes, I did. Chris Martin, nope, guy.
702-739-9636. I don't know if this generation has as many comebacks.
I know.
I mean, whatevs.
Right.
You know, whatever.
Yeah, I know. You're right about that, though.
Which is kind of boring.
Yeah, I know. That's so uncreative.
Yeah.
It really is. Yeah, it is.
I remember another one.
What? Oh, really? O'Reilly?
Oh, see? Oh, okay. Well, I know. I mean, there were those things that you did as kids, too, whenever, you know, you thought some boy and a girl were whatever.
Yeah.
It was, you know, yeah. Mike and Judy sitting in a tree.
K-I-S-S-I-N-G. Yeah, if somebody said, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
O'Reilly.
Really, O'Reilly?
Yeah. 702-739. We were so clever back then.
Weren't we?
And we really haven't progressed much. 702-739-9636. Talk or text lines powered by Centennial Toyota. What was your childhood comeback? And maybe still to this day, you throw it out there every once in a while. When you're feeling strong, you know, empowered.
Yes, empowered.
What is this show?
This show is amazing.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
We're talking about those comebacks you had as a kid. And I got to be honest, I was amazed. Bob Bishop just walked in the studio, ripped off about four or five, right in a row.
Yeah, well, he's special. Bob is very special. He's very advanced. We've had him tested.
I know you are, but what am I?
Yes. Uh-huh.
That was always a good one.
Yes.
That's my name. Don't wear it out.
Yeah.
Look in the mirror. I don't remember that one.
Look in the mirror?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're an idiot. Look in the mirror. Oh, okay. I see what you did there. I see. All right. I got it.
But you had to have the face?
Yeah.
Exactly. For those people that...
Yeah. Yeah. You had to do the... You had to curl the
For those
lip.
People that don't have the video That's portion right. of this radio program.
All right. I got a few No Way Jose's. In your face.
Uh-huh.
Got that one. I'm rubber, you're glue. Mike, I'm rubber, you're glue.
Oh, that's right.
From Tony. Yeah, it bounces off me and sticks to you if you want to keep going with it.
Sticks and stones.
Yeah, sticks and stones will break my bones.
Words will never harm me.
Yeah, we have to shorten all those now. Some really good ones, actually. Lynn said, I recently used Liar Liar Pants on Fire.
Because like I said before, if you use it as an adult, it catches the other person off guard.
It totally does. Well, one of our listeners said that I tell my kids all the time, too bad, so sad. Really, Mom? Really, Mom? Yes, really. No way. Way. Yeah. Right. Too bad, so sad.
As if.
Yeah, as if. Yeah, as these have gotten older, they've shortened them down to what
right.
of.
Right.
It's not even whatever, it's what of.
Yes, yeah.
And then it's of, and then it's.
It's like, what are you even saying? You just grunted. Yeah. You grunted to me.
Yeah, dumb.
Morty, you had one of the. That was a guy thing, mostly. The. About dealing it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Whoever smelt it dealt it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, my brothers used to do that all the time.
I was
like,
that.
Oh, shut up.
You must have dealt it.
You guys don't know.
Freddie, what about you?
I would just say your mom.
Yeah. You know what? I was just thinking about that.
That was, what was it, Welcome Back Cotter that used to do that.
Up your nose with a rubber hose.
Yeah.
No matter
your
what
mama.
Somebody said, your mother.
Your mother or your mama.
Or your mom likes me.
Hey, you leave my mom out of this.
Doesn't matter what your mom looked like.
Uh-uh.
Freddie, thanks a lot for the call. Have a good day.
No problem. Have a good day, guys.
I remember my brother, Tom, and he was a little few years older than me. No matter whatever I did, if it was stupid to him, he was such a mother.
Oh, God.
It's like, what? Now, again, I think he's like five, 6 years older than me. So clearly he was a teenager as I was just still in elementary school. You're such a you're such a mother. I go, what does that even mean?
God, you brothers were stupid. You were just dumb.
I think everybody was back then.
Yes.
Anymore? Yeah. Talking about those childhood comebacks that you might have had. Maybe every once in a while you yank one out and throw it out there.
Oh, boy. Mike, some good ones that I have not heard. Now, Tim wrote in, are you a traffic light? Because stop. Which I love.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody else wrote in, hey, are you a banker? Because you need to leave me alone. Get it? I love these. Now, this is a good take on one that we use around here quite often. Oh, honey, you're not pretty enough to be that stupid. Gosh, we got a couple more. Another one that I mentioned to you guys, and this is from Tommy. He said, Life is good. You should get one.
Duh. Already have one.
One more.
You know, when somebody's talking to you and they throw a little spit out?
Yes. Yeah.
You got to come back with, say it, don't spray it.
There you go. That's the thing. You guys were always good about just walking away from any of those insults.
Yeah.
We would walk away as girls and then we'd develop an eating disorder and just be horrible.
And that's the big difference. Okay.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, sadly for our friend Louie Anderson, the FX show Baskets is ending after this season.
Oh, man.
I know.
He won an Emmy, right?
Yeah, I think he won a couple. I think he won
couple
two
of Emmys,
now,
yeah.
Mike. And they're coming up again. You're out to see if he was nominated. But yeah, great show. Weird show. But
weird.
A great show on FX. If you have not seen it, you're looking for something to watch, go back, watch it on demand, because it's good. And we call him our friend. He's a, you know, I mean, he's a Las Vegas local, you know? I mean, he's been here a long time.
And the role he played was great.
Oh,
he played his mother or mother?
Yes, he played a mother. Yes, yes. Oh, man, and he did a great job.
He did.
Lisa Marie Presley, yes, if you didn't know that, Mike mentioned it earlier, Michael Jackson's ex-wife, Michael Jackson, her ex-husband, she's being paid $4 million to write a tell-all book about her dad, of course, and her two-year marriage to Michael Jackson. That will all be in there.
Ooh.
I know. I know. They were married just, 2 years, 94 to 96.
Wow.
No word on when this is coming out, but it's being written as we speak, so... I will read that. I mean, she was pretty young when her dad died, but I will read that. And Julia Louis-Dreyfus, she was on Jimmy Kimmel. They talked about, now, one of the presidential candidates, Marianne Williamson, she used one of these Seinfeld catchphrases in the debate.
Yada, yada, yada.
Yada, yada, yada. She made a big statement and then said yada, yada, yada. And Jimmy Kimmel asked Julia Louis-Dreyfus about it.
It's bizarre. It's kind of like worlds colliding and then some, right?
Yeah, when you become such a part of the fabric of society.
The culture,
That you're now like a catchphrase in a debate.
It'll be weird when they say no soup for you.
It would be.
Oh, man, maybe that'll be one of those catchphrases later on, or one of those comebacks, Mike, later on.
Oh, by the way, we got a few more.
Oh, man. You know what? You guys can all back off, because girls go to college to get more knowledge. Boys go to Jupiter to get more stupider. Snap! Huh?
You're such a girl. I haven't heard that one in, forever.
That is classic, and it's one of the best. Linda said, I still tell my kids, you know what? It's my way or the highway. Okay.
Yes. I like that one. You know, our summer intern, Jacob, who is wrapping up his internship here. This is his final day.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's off to Pepperdine.
Right.
In Malibu.
Yep.
And we've been going through these, and he hasn't heard of any of them.
Nope, not really.
So what we're going to do as a favor to you, Jacob, is stockpile these and then write them all out.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
So when you go to college and somebody says something smart to you, you can fire back with stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah,
you can fire back with takes one to know one, something like that.
Ever heard of that?
No way, Jose.
Mm.
Have you heard those, Jacob?
I've heard no way, Jose.
Okay.
Oh,
well, good.
I don't know what to do here. I don't know what to do. We have not, have we not taught you well, Jacob? I worry. I worry now. I really, I do.
Yeah, that's what he needs going to Pepperdine, is a list of firebacks.
Really, just choose wisely who you use them for.
Well, true. Very true. Very, very true. Yeah, but
whatever you say, whatevs.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. You know what? If you missed any of these and you need some arsenal, we're going to post these on our Facebook page.
Yeah, they are actually, you can add to them on our Facebook page, but do help our intern out.
Yeah.
Add yours as well, so he has a whole list
with
him. Yes, this is for Jacob. This
our
is
Facebook
for young
page,
Jacob. Young
which
Yoda.
You can like and link up with through our website, 96.3kklz.com. I love finding these stories, and Carly, you brought it up in the other news the other day. About the Belgian woman, 97.
Yeah.
The secret to a long life for her was drinking beer.
Yep, lots of it.
Like a six-pack or something like that.
No, it was like between like 12 and 20 a day.
A day. Here's a 91-year-old woman in Boston. Just broke a world record in her age group for the 400-meter dash.
Love it.
She thinks it's funny because she's never been a runner, but she plays a lot of tennis. Just started running last year. You run.
Yeah.
So she hopes this inspires people to get up and be active. And then this other story, 107-year-old Bronx woman.
Yeah.
She's celebrating her birthday. She gave out her secret to a long life. Listen to this.
I think the secret of 107, I never got married. I think that's the secret. My sister says, I wish I never got married, she says.
So there you go. You might be onto something, yeah. Carla.
Yes.
You run.
Oh.
You run, you drink beer. You love beer.
I'm not, I like wine a little more, but yeah. Yeah.
You never got your own married. Beer
Hello?
Over at Scenic Brewing Company.
I know. I'm going to live forever.
And you've never been married.
Nope. Gonna live for freaking ever. My money. Oh, hello.
That's the secret to a long life.
I think the secret of 107, I never got married.
Uh-huh.
I think that's the secret. My sister says, I wish I never got married, she says.
Yeah.
Pretty smart, isn't she,
yeah.
Mike?
Thank you. What's mine is mine.
That's right.
And I'm not changing for anybody.
Yep.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Gets me going in the morning.
Wakes me up the right way.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
All week long, we've been giving away tickets for Journey. Now, this is an extended residency. They're going to be there in October at Caesars Palace Coliseum Theater.
Right.
But now they've decided we're going to stick around in December leading up to right after Christmas, the week leading up to New Year's Eve.
Oh, cool.
These tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m., but you have a chance to win them right now with a new segment.
Yes, it is. It's Thespian
Courthouse.
Yes, theater.
I'm sorry?
Yes, courthouse. Courthouse, courtroom, theater. The reason is our intern, this is his last day.
Right.
Going on to Pepperdine and wants to go to law school. So we figured
he's not even in here.
Show him how to do it. Well, we can pull him in. Maybe, hopefully, he's listening. Get him in here so he can hear this. Yeah, Jacob, we're doing this for you today.
Okay. So this is the first segment ever of
Yes,
Thespian Courthouse Theater. You're the only one. I told you, the only one I love. The lovely one I'm thinking of when the summer's gone.
She'll be there, standing by the light, what she's been to, where she's gone to. She should know wrong from right.
There you go. That is the scene, opening and closing arguments.
Yes.
In the first segment ever of Thespian Courthouse Theater.
Okay. Yes.
So figure out those lyrics. From what song are those lyrics from? By title, starting with caller number 9 after we get through news and weather. One more time. Here it is. You're the only one. I told you, the only one I love. The lovely one I'm thinking of when the summer's gone.
She'll be there, standing by the light, what she's been to, where she's gone to. She should know wrong from right.
Okay, if you can figure out the song by title those lyrics are from, starting with caller number 9, phone lines are on hold right now after we get through news and weather. 702-739-9636. Good luck. Giving you another chance to win these tickets before you can buy them for Journey for their second set of dates at their residency at Caesar's Palace with a new segment of
Thespian Courthouse Theater.
You're the only one. I told you, the only one I love. The lovely one I'm thinking of when the summer's gone.
She'll be there, standing by the light, what she's been to, where she's gone to. She should know wrong from right.
Carla, we have Lindsay on the phone. Lindsay, can you tell us what song those lyrics are from?
Feeling That Way?
Yes.
Good job.
Woo!
Good job, Lindsay.
You know, anytime we do something for the first time, it's a little sketchy on if people are going to get it.
You guys did just fine.
Thank you. We actually got a few people that texted and said they really dig Thespian Courthouse Theater.
Wow.
I know.
Well, that could be another benchmark on our show. Lindsay, you got tickets for Journey. This is for the week leading up to New Year's Eve weekend at Caesar's Palace. The tickets are from the Keller Cooling and Heating Prize Closet, all a part of our 96 Days of Summer. Hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick up the tickets. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Two skydivers in Illinois collided in midair, and one of them was knocked unconscious.
Oh.
You know, you try and get together when you're skydiving, and you take videos and pictures.
Ooh.
Luckily, modern parachute technology saved his life.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right.
You know, if I'm going to do that, and my daughter did it, Nicole, for her, I think it was her 21st birthday.
Yeah.
And she goes, Dad, you have to do it.
Yeah, I know. A lot of people say that.
No.
Uh-huh.
It's like sushi. I don't like sushi.
I
haven't had the right sushi.
Right. I just don't have a desire to do it.
I can tell you I've done it.
Yeah, I know a lot of people, and they love it. It's not, usually, though, you go in thinking, you know, I really want to do this, but it's not something I really wanted to do.
You did it?
Yeah, I did it when I turned 18.
Yeah, I know a lot of people.
My hand did not want to get off of that lever, that handle.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I didn't want to let go.
I read this story and thought about you, Carla, and I worry now. An audience member beat up a comedian during a stand-up comedy open mic in San Francisco after the comedian told him to stop talking.
Hey. Yeah,
it gets a little rough.
It does. It does. It did get rough, didn't it?
Jeez. I thought I had the sound. Maybe I don't.
Oh, man. We'll see if we can find it because, it doesn't sound
Do you ever
so
worry
good.
About that?
No, I don't.
You're pretty audience friendly.
I am. Years ago, a guy got mad at me. A girl got mad at me because I made fun of her husband because he kept heckling me.
Oh.
And then they waited for me after the show.
This is from Carla when that couple waited for her.
Yeah, well, I thought I was funny.
Then they smashed up. Yeah, that was it. So
sounds like they're rolling down a hill.
I thought it was a funny joke. I'm sorry. Jeez. Whatever.
Okay.
Woman in British Columbia being stalked. She was being stalked by a mountain lion when she was out walking her dog. This was just this past Tuesday. Managed to scare it off. She grabbed her phone and started blasting Metallica's Don't Tread on Me.
Yeah.
And the mountain lion went, woo, I'm out of here, man. Apparently the mountain lion likes classical music a little better. So,
probably.
Yeah. Way to go. Way to go, Metallica. And a new poll says, indeed, most people consider it cheating if you are having sex with one of those robots now. You can, you don't have to date. You don't have to get married. You can get a robot.
Uh-huh.
And do the deed there.
And so if you're caught, that's considered cheating.
Yes, exactly.
Even though it's a robot.
Yes.
Cherry 2000.
Yes. Or yeah.
I'm
exactly. Yeah. Or Victoria Beckham. Either way, it's a robot and you're cheating. But so
come here, funny
guys.
Girl.
Ow. I thought it was.
How do you hide a robot in a drawer or a closet?
In a drawer. Nice. Yeah. Then my nightstand. That's just no, that's not anything. That's what that makes toast for me.
Yeah. Well, guess what?
Oh, my gosh. It is Thursday. That's your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Tell me something good.
Well, this one will restore your faith in humanity. A 64-year-old wheat farmer in eastern Washington. His name is Larry Yockey. He's been battling fourth stage melanoma, and he's in really bad shape. The cancer has spread to his bones. Very weak, so weak that he wound up with a broken hip, a couple cracked ribs, couldn't harvest his crops. He has a pretty big farm. Bunch of people at neighboring farms, however, they found out about it a few months back, started planning ahead. And this past Sunday, 60 farmers showed up with combines and all of this farming equipment.
Wow.
Harvested his entire 1,200-acre field in one day.
Wow.
One day. 3 weeks worth of work in about 6 hours.
Talk about farm aid.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it's about.
That's exactly what it's about. Larry was totally blown away.
That's awesome.
Huge show of support. He said it's a huge deal for him financially. Mm-hmm. So that stress has been lifted a little bit. And he said it's given him an opportunity as well to focus on his treatments. Hopefully get better. Told reporters that he can't even describe how thankful he is.
How would you?
Way to go, man.
Nice. One more
farmers.
Time.
Man.
That's what we're talking about. A feel-good story. If you have one, by all means, just email it. Submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. 9:38, before we kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon, a recap this morning, the secret to a long life. Well, here it is.
I never got married. I think that's the secret. My sister says, I wish I never got married, she says.
Yeah, just don't get married. You want to live long?
Exactly.
Also, childhood comebacks. Whatever.
Oh, there's a list of them on our Facebook page, by the way.
Which you can like and link up with through our website. And a little bit later on this afternoon, noon to 2, Carla going to be out at Desert Springs Hospital, 2075 East Flamingo, KKLZ, helping out Fox 5 with their SOS drive. If you want to find a list of things we need for school kids, teachers in Clark County, and where you can drop it off, just go to our website, 96.3kklz.com. And before we close it out and let Wendy come in, keep you company throughout the workday, we have to say goodbye to our summer intern, Jacob. This is his final day. He's been here for 8 weeks. And I will tell you, and I don't think, I think we all feel the same way. Jacob showed up 8 weeks ago, not really knowing what to expect.
No.
And when we first sat down, I gave him a rundown of what he's going to be doing and how he's going to be involved. And I will say this, Jacob, you are an amazing young man. You're 18 years old, graduated from Nevada State High School. You're going to Pepperdine this fall. You have been more than impressive and more than amazing to not only everybody in this room, but throughout the building. This kid, not knowing anything about radio, jumped in, learned every aspect he could. From on-air to production, down through the office staff, showed up on time. In fact, showed up to be on the morning show with us bright and early at 6 a.m.
Yep.
Never failed.
Nope,
he
not at all.
He came in like clockwork.
Morty said that today when he got the text, by the way, Jacob. He got the little ding. Oh, there's Jacob. I mean, it was like, boop, 6 o'clock.
Yep.
6 a.m.
So your mother should be proud of you. Your grandparents should be proud of you. And your entire family should be proud of you. You are an amazing young man. And we hope nothing but good luck after you leave us. And probably, and hopefully we'll see you. But we you never know.
Definitely.
But thank you for being part of our summer.
Thanks for having me. This is really fun. This is like really fun summer. I didn't expect any of this. What? I expected to be like bored.
I was just going to say.
This is really fun.
Much different than you expected.
Yeah, I actually have fun here.
Good. Good. We're not bad, right?
Yeah, I mean, you guys are really fun.
We're okay.
Until he walks out the front doors and yells the Braveheart freedom.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, congratulations. Yeah. Thanks for being a part of our summer and good luck to you.
Thanks.
Otherwise, everybody else, you have a great day. Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.